And this would be Drysdale Vignette, wrapping Evergreens 2321. Evergreens wrapped in burlap are commonly seen. Hi, Mark Drysdale. I'll suggest that you need not do this in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Many home gardeners are guided in what they do in their garden, or on their lawn, by what they see so-called professional gardening companies do, either on industrial properties or even around private homes. This is often not a good policy. If you follow what they do, you may well be doing just the opposite to what is best for your plants. At this time of year, we see perfectly hardy evergreens on industrial sites and around commercial and institutional buildings, as well as in home landscapes, being wrapped in burlap. This is absolutely unnecessary for virtually all pines, spruce, junipers, arborvitae, Japanese yews, and other hardy evergreens. Gardening companies only wrap evergreens as an additional moneymaker, not necessarily because the evergreen should be wrapped. Now, some not-so-hardy evergreens, especially broadleaf types such as rhododendrons, pyrus, and firethorn, may need covering for protection, especially in the colder parts of Ontario. But these plants are the exception. Other hardier evergreens, as mentioned, need no added protection. If there is a need to protect foundation evergreens, then probably something different should have been planted originally. Burlap-covered evergreens certainly don't have any aesthetic appeal, and they may be damaged by the covering. And as far as protection from road salt is concerned, many of these evergreens are resistant to salt, and the burlap does little to prevent any salt damage. I'm Art Drysdale.